So polling isn't useless, but I mean, I was reading an article this morning, actually around the time I saw your email, not about Kentucky specifically, but about polling in general. I mean, probably spurred by the fact that Kentucky's election is tomorrow, but nonetheless, it was a general comment on it. That said, it's the bizarre thing in America is that we can predict within a couple of percentage points how an election is going to turn out months in advance, just based on, economic factors or approval factors, rather than head-to-head votes. Like, is a governor popular? Is a president popular? It's sometimes referred to as the standard model, is basically, is the economy good? And, is the misery index low, which is like unemployment plus inflation. Right, those are the kind of things that predict incumbent victories, but public polling is wildly variable for months until it finally starts kind of converging as you get close to the election. And there's a bunch of different theories for that. The one I subscribe to is that most voters simply aren't paying attention very far out. So what you're picking up is things like name recognition or incumbency advantage or things like that. And so as you get closer and closer to the election, people actually start paying attention to the election. The ads that they see finally, they finally see them enough that they remember them. And so people start kind of then saying, this is who we actually want to vote for. But surprisingly, what's happening is that they're converging on what the standard model would have predicted like 10 months earlier. And the guy I was reading on this is Andrew Gelman, who does a lot of research on polling and statistical analysis of data. His take on it is that it's what's going on is that people are learning about the candidates and they're learning about the environment, and that's what's driving their voting decision. Right. So that's kind of the theory that I subscribe to. On the flip side, there's another article I looked up after your email that argued that we don't actually know what goes on in the voting booth. It seems to be largely completely idiosyncratic. It's just what people bring into the voting booth is what they bring into the voting booth. Polling doesn't seem to affect voting. It doesn't even seem to affect voting behavior. So there's an idea that like if the polls are showing that the election is going to be close, then that would drive turnout because people want, people say, oh, my vote might count, so they'll go vote, and which is a public choice theory. And the guy writing the article, finding was that no, it didn't. That close election, polling saying the election was close, polling saying the election was going to be far away, it did not affect turnout very much. But again, kind of other articles on this say it doesn't affect turnout much, but it can affect turnout enough if the election actually is close. So it's kind of three different ways to look at it that range from it's completely irrelevant to what's really happening is the polling is just getting better as we get closer because people are actually making up their mind, to it doesn't have a huge effect, but if the election is really close, polling can in fact matter. So that's kind of the length and breadth of the field as I see it. And I hope that was helpful and not just a lot of rambling.
So which of those theories do you subscribe to?
Yeah, so I think Gelman is probably the most accurate, that what's going on is that as the election gets closer, people are, people's preferences are fairly stable. What changes is their knowledge. And as they get closer to the election, they know better which candidate lines up with them. And so that is then reflected in the polling. So it's not that the polling is driving people's opinions. It's that people's opinions are solidifying as they get close to the election, and the polling is picking that up.
So with that as a thought here, that would tend to indicate that maybe this recent poll, this governor's race is pretty close right now.
Which is also roughly what the as I have been reading the again the kind of the standard model indicators is kind of what I would have expected anyway. The people I read who I trust and I kind of trust their analysis say it's going to be close. Bashir might have it very narrowly, Then again, yesterday I was reading early voting in Louisville was 9%, in Lexington was 11%. We're admittedly coming out of COVID. So like during COVID, early voting was probably goosed by that effect. But I was surprised at those numbers. If I were the Democrats, I would be worried about that low turnout in those two areas, given that Republicans have for the last couple of years been more likely to vote on Election Day rather than vote early. But again, last couple of election years were also during COVID. So things are different now.